The Call of the Wild, the creative economy of the Northwoods on Northern Community Radio, travels the highways and the back roads of northern Minnesota to meet the people who live and work here. From the crafters and artists to hunters, gatherers, loggers, and entrepreneurs, today producer Milt Lee features our Friday morning staple, Marshall Helmberger.
How would you like to be mortgage-free, off the grid, living in a log cabin, a steamy sauna down the path, a greenhouse giving you greens until mid-December, and doing work you love, most of the time? This week I'm talking to Marshall Helmberger, a man who knows how to make all that happen.
Well, it was just a fluke. Actually, I wanted to be in Alaska. That was my game plan for many years, and I think it was, you're too far away from everybody, family and everything, when you go there. Whereas here, you know, I grew up in Minnesota, all my family was here.
Marshall and his wife Jody live just outside the town of Tower, Minnesota, in a hand-built log cabin that they built pay as you go.
You couldn't get a job except for what we did was we planted trees for the Forest Service and the DNR in the spring. And you could get contracts for those. You had to bid on them. And we could make pretty good money, you know, for about 6 weeks. And then we would live on that for most of the rest of the year. Most people would not consider it a living necessarily in today's day and age. But, you know, our expenses were pretty minimal. So never having a mortgage was a huge thing. And, you know, the land was cheap to buy, and so we've always kind of had minimal expenses, which made it possible.
Marshall headed north with a degree from the University of Minnesota in political science. Whether it was fluke or fate, Marshall and his wife, Jody, ended up owning and running a local newspaper called The Timberjay.
It was in 84, and then all this, what I described, was kind of through the mid to late 80s. And then I was still working at the Laurentian Environmental Center in 1990, and that's when we found out about some friends of ours, a friend, had started the Timberjay in Orr. So I went up and talked to him about the paper and some other things they were doing in Orr to try to reinvigorate the economy. And he encouraged us to get involved in the paper and to start a edition of the Timberjay over in Tower, because he knew that there was no way that a paper could survive, and, you know, just by itself in a little town like Orr. And, you know, within about 2 months of us getting involved, the fellow who started the paper said, "Here, you have it."
One of the stories that the Timberjay featured questioned the data practices of a company brought in to evaluate and reconstruct several schools in the district. This complex story slowly made its way through multiple levels of the courts and ended up a Minnesota state law called the Timberjay Law.
So that was a huge deal. And as we looked through that, and I worked with an engineer, a retired engineer, is a friend of mine, lives over near Orr, and we went through that and found all of the ways that they had, you know, exaggerated the savings, you know, and it was pretty blatant. In fact, Governor Dayton called me the day he signed it.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Marshall Helmberger, builder, maker, and newspaper guy. The Timberjay has been good to the Helmbergers, and I don't doubt that the Helmbergers have been good for their town.
Yeah, and most of the time we're doing what we like to do. you know, there's plenty of times when it's a beautiful day and you've got the paper to get out and you're sitting behind that computer all day when, you know, I think of other things I'd rather be doing. But, you know, it is great because you think about it, it is kind of an interesting way to make a living, is to just, you know, be nosy about things and ask people and, you know, you get on the phone and talk to people about any number of things, you know.
When I first drove up to Marshall's place, I knew I had found a fellow sustainable living soul. I saw beautiful log structures, a solar array, a greenhouse, enough to make my mouth water. Marshall seems to blend his work pretty well with the life that he and his family want to live.
So, and you can do a tremendous amount now. I mean, solar is It's inexpensive. It's easy. It's easy to maintain. The only thing I ever have to do is, occasionally brush the snow off, the panels if it's going to be cold and cloudy. It doesn't melt off necessarily.
And do you watch TV or have Netflix and stuff?
Yeah, right? Netflix. And
is there over the air from
No, here? Actually, we have a telephone line.
Oh.
So we have DSL. And that's kind of a fluke, actually. We would have never had a telephone line except when Frontier took over this territory from the previous company that owned it. They, as part of that, they had to fulfill any outstanding letters that had been submitted requesting telephone service, and they had to do it at the regular installation rate. Well, see, we had inquired many years ago about a phone, but it was $15,000 to bring it in.
Oh my God.
And we said, no, we're not going to pay that. So, but when Frontier came in as part of the deal, they had to bring a phone line out to us for $35. So that worked out pretty well for us.
Marshall may be off the grid, but definitely not out of touch with the world. The land butts right up against the forestry.
I like this spot because we're pretty close to Tower. We're 7 miles from town, and we're close to Lake Vermilion, but then we're kind of right on the edge of this big no man's land. To the west of us is just a national forest, and there's no utilities out this far, so
it provides both beauty and a lot of wildlife. Marshall tells me about bears, wolves, lynx, and a million chickadees that share the land with them. And, of course, deer.
Yeah, mostly deer. Every once in a while, if there's a lot of grouse around, I'll pretend to go grouse hunting. And, take the shotgun along and maybe get one or two in a season. I'm not aggressive about it at all. It's just a good excuse for a walk in the woods, so... But I do hunt deer, just because it's a good source of meat, we like it a lot. That's a nice place to spend an evening. In the summer, a lot of times I'll sit out here. Actually, I'll come home early, and if I just have some writing to do, I'll come here and sit on the porch, and it doesn't seem like I'm working if I'm on the porch, even if I have something to write up.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.